USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As nearly 62,000 Americans have lost their lives to COVID-19, President Trump is saying he's considering holding a national day of mourning by lowering flags across the country to half staff.
I would not mind doing that. I would say not only the White House flag, we could do that. In fact, it's something that I will be talking about later on. We have a meeting on various things. That's one of the topics, and we're going to bring that up. So I think lowering the flags would be something very appropriate.
Vice President Mike Pence was in his home state of Indiana touring a GM plant that's now making ventilators. Pence went to the GM plant in Kokomo, which is under contract to produce 30,000 of the machines.
It's made an incredible difference. And that was about protecting yourself, your family, but also ensuring that our healthcare system would not be overwhelmed.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The White House says help is coming for nursing homes that are burdened by the coronavirus pandemic. In the East Room, there was some talk about sending care packages. FEMA Director Pete Gaynor was at an event for senior citizens because they are the most vulnerable of the population. He announced personal protection equipment is now being sent to more than 15,000 nursing homes.
Given the lack of availability of PPE necessary for healthcare workers providing support for nursing homes, we will provide a package or a kit containing a 7-day supply of eye protection, masks, gowns, and gloves.
The first care packages will go to senior facilities in hotspot parts of the United States, starting with New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. The Russian Prime Minister said in a televised meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin that he has tested positive for the coronavirus. Mikhail Mishustin says he will be going into self-isolation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The top White House economic advisor says recovery is beginning in some states. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The president's economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, saying states starting to reopen or at least making plans to do so will be good for the economy.
It varies from state to state, as you well know, and it's going to be a phased-in, kind of rolling-in process. But that doesn't mean you get nothing. That means things are going to improve.
Speaking on Fox News, Kudlow says May will be a transition month, and he cited a lot of what he calls pent-up demand, saying the country can produce and spend its way out of the pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and former rival Bernie Sanders said they've reached a deal over delegates to the Democratic National Convention this summer. Sanders, from Vermont, dropped out of the primary race against former Vice President Biden earlier in the month. But the deal will ensure he has enough statewide delegates at the DNC in August to ensure fair representation for progressives to help draft the party's platform. Biden and Sanders announced the deal in a joint memo as part of an effort to show unity in the campaign. Both campaigns will also work together to ensure Sanders has some delegates at the New York delegation, despite the state canceling its June 23rd primary due to the coronavirus pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.